This is the Rush Hour as you head home, Luke Dobbo and Margo Parker, and this is going to be, what a sight this is going to be.
This is going to be an awesome moment in Queensland sport, real hero and villain stuff. Yesterday we had Anthony the Man Mundine on the show, and I've got to say he was very charming. I mean, I know a lot of people, he rubs up a lot of people the wrong way, but he was...
And his
big line yesterday was that he was going to send Jeff Horn back to school. Jeff Horn, of course, our champ, is a former school teacher, and he's joining us right now. He's actually just taken a break from training. G'day, champ. Welcome to the show.
Hi,
mate. How are you? G'day, Jeff. How are you, mate? Are you dead set training at the moment?
Yes, I am. I've just had a sneaky little break. I've done the majority of the hard work. So I'll have a little chat to you guys.
Where do you train at, Jeff?
I train at two places. My main gym is at Stretton Boxing Gym at my trainer's house. And then I train at Dundee's Boxing and Fitness as well.
Yeah, okay. Nice and local.
Mate, you've had plenty of big fights, probably in your lifetime. You never thought you'd fight Mundine, but it now is going to happen. And it's going to happen at Suncorp in front of a home crowd. That must make you really happy.
Yeah, it's exciting. Look, I started my career as an amateur, actually watching Mundine and Green fighting, and remember that being the fights that kind of drew me into the sport. And then I started boxing in that year, so it's pretty exciting. I didn't think you'd be around this long to be able to fight myself, but here he is on my doorstep wanting to have a crack.
Is it true his next fight is against arthritis? That's what we're hearing.
He's already been through that. He's had it
right. Okay.
Jeff, why say yes to this fight? You come off the back of the Pacquiao fight, and there was a huge amount of controversy over your win there. Then you lose against Terence Crawford in June, and now Mundine. And you're saying if you lose this fight to Mundine, this could potentially end your boxing career. So why say yes to it?
Look, it's all business, basically, in the boxing game. And obviously, the last couple of fights, I've been getting decent paydays. And I guess if you go back down to a small payday, that's when it kind of starts to hurt, and you start wondering why you're doing it anymore. And once you've got those, and Mundine is I guess a payday in the sport, and he's still a big name, and people want to see the fight, and that's the one that we decided to take. It's just a business move, basically.
And from a business perspective, Jeff, how does this rank with regards to your other purses from your fight? Will this be your biggest payday, or would the Pacquiao fight be? Did you get paid more?
Pacquiao was probably one of my equal lowest in the last few, actually, because I was a challenger and getting the opportunity, it was a low pay. My next one after that against Gary Corcoran and Terence Crawford were a little bit more than even Pacquiao, but this one against Mundine, it depends on the interest of, I guess, the people of Australia and New Zealand and the likes to, if they watch the fight and people are interested, I guess this will potentially be one of the biggest fights in the pay-wise.
Can you win?
Yes, definitely. I'm confident. And as a comeback fight after a loss, a lot of guys take an easy fight. A lot of people think this is an easy fight for me. It is probably easier than I could have taken, but I guess it makes more sense financially to take this fight. And he's a big name, and I've looked up to him in my boxing career, and I thought, well, why not get paid well fighting Mundine and put what people want to see on TV.
Jeff, he is a big name and he brings plenty of experience and he's probably his strength is his fast, his quickness
quick.
In the box.
Yeah.
What do you bring? They say that your style is relatively awkward in boxing. That's just what I've heard.
Yeah.
I don't know technically. But what is your strength that you bring to this fight?
Look, I come very fit when I fight, and I usually hold a high work rate, which means I'm just non-stop in their face, so they better be fit when they come and fight me, or else it's going to be a tough night in the office. So that awkward style is I bring angles in my fight game where I get off to the sides and I'm able to hit them at angles that they're not used to, so they can't really block it as usual.
Hey, Jeff, just do you like Mundine?
Oh, look, I don't really know him too well, to be honest.
But what you know of him? What you know of him? Because he's one of those...
Face to face, he's not too bad, but like everyone else, I've got a bit of flack against him because of what he said in the past.
Right,
sure. Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Good luck, eh?
It's going to be an awesome fight. It's going to be an absolute must-see, and we can't wait for it. And Suncorp Stadium is going to be absolutely singing.
Humming.
Hey, champ, get back to the boxing bag, mate, and all the very best for the big bout against the man. It's going to be an absolute cracker, and thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks a lot for the support, guys.
Good on you, Jeff. Champ. It's thanks, the Jeff. Rush Hour as you head home. Luke Dobbo and Margot Parker.